Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, the problem with identity politics. There is a new reason for Hillary Clinton's defeat and the general trough that the centre-left finds itself in. Identity politics.
Hillary Clinton is relying increasingly on identity politics in order to stave off the momentum from Senate.
But a lot of people claim that it's very important to vote for a woman.
So I've mentioned before about how Hillary Clinton and her campaign and campaign surrogates tried to smear Bernie Sanders as a sexist and implied that he's racially insensitive.
According to New York Times op-eds and a slew of liberal commentators and politicians, the centre-left has focused for too long on different groups in society, like women, people of colour, gays and lesbians, putting them in boxes, arguing for their rights above others, ignoring broader economic issues that affect everyone. Bernie Sanders, who, let's not forget, lost to Hillary Clinton in the Democratic primary by more than 3 million votes, urged the Democratic Party to go beyond identity politics. It's not good enough, he said, for someone to say, I'm a woman, vote for me. But there are a number of problems with this argument. Firstly, and most obviously, Hillary Clinton did not say, I'm a woman, vote for me. Her campaign was, on the whole, about economic issues. Where issues of race and gender came up, it was in response to the racist and sexist comments and past of Clinton's opponent,
Donald
J. Trump.
Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States.
Dogs, slobs, and disgusting animals.
And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping.
Should she have ignored his bragging about sexual assault? Should she have ignored his call to ban all Muslims from America, his belittling of the Black Lives Matter campaign? The second problem is the idea of identity politics itself. What precisely do those who bandy it about with such abandon actually mean? The campaign for gay marriage, was that identity politics? Was that going too far? The fight for the right for women to have an abortion, was that identity politics? Was that too far? The campaign for justice for Trayvon Martin, Michael Brown, Tamir Rice, or any of the other black men, women, or children shot dead by police, was that identity politics? Was that going too far? Here's the thing. Those campaigning for more rights for minorities or women are not calling for them to be treated differently or better than anyone else. Quite the opposite. They're campaigning for them to be treated the same, to be allowed to marry just like everyone else, to be allowed to walk down the street without being abused just like everyone else, to not be shot by police just like everybody else. So if you dismiss this as identity politics, if you deny minorities the right to be treated the same as you, you should have the guts to be clear about what you believe. That white, straight men are more important and everyone else should just accept it. And this brings us to the third and the biggest problem with identity politics. There is actually one group of people practicing it, those who loudly attack it. Trump won on a platform based on identity politics. He smeared Muslims and Hispanics, degraded women, talked darkly about the inner cities. It was a campaign aimed squarely at white people, and he made no bones about it. So yes, by all means, let's end identity politics. But liberals should not be cowed into backing away from the fight for equality. It's more important than ever. That was the Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.